Isaiah chapter 7, verse number 4. And say unto him, take heed, and be quiet. Fear not, neither be faint-hearted. For the two tales of these smoking firebrands, for the fierce anger of Rezin with Syria, and of the son of Remaliah. Isaiah is warning one king that is being surrounded by his enemies, that God will take care of him. He speaks to him and says, take heed and be quiet and fear not. We ought to take heed when God speaks. We ought to be ready to listen. We should listen intensively. We should pay close attention. He says, be quiet, be still, my soul. The Lord is on thy side. Be still and know that I am God. Proverbs 1:33, but whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil. If we have followed the Lord, if we have obeyed his precepts, and things come upon us, calamities, trials, tribulations, depressions, discouragements, other things come, we must hearken unto the Lord and continue to hearken unto him, and we will dwell safely and be quiet from all fear of evil. Be quiet. Be still, my soul. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely. O Lord, I have hearkened unto thy voice. I am safe in the arms of Jesus. I have not knowingly defied thee. No matter what depressions or dark nights come upon me, or no matter who may accuse me, or Satan may buffet me, be still, my soul. The Lord is on thy side. Be quiet from fear. God tells his servants, be quiet from fear. If you have hearkened unto me, then my grace is sufficient for thee, and thy faith shall sustain thee. Fear not, be not faint-hearted. Therefore, fear thou not, O my servant Jacob, saith the Lord. Neither be dismayed, O Israel, for lo, I will save thee from afar, and thy seed from the land of their captivity. And Jacob shall return and shall be in rest, and be quiet, and none shall make him afraid. When God tells us to be quiet in that sense, he is saying, be quiet from fear. Our souls and our hearts and our minds get stirred up with fear, and we become afraid. And God tells us to be still, to be calm. Do not faint in thy heart over the sudden calamity and forces that surround you. Trials and tribulations will surround you. God is able to make you stand, though your heart grow tired and fear try to consume you. Take heart, dear Christian. If you have hearkened unto his voice, he will keep you safe. He will not let evil consume you. He is gracious and very merciful to his children. God does not forget faithfulness. He does not forget our dependence on him. He is there for us and whispers to our hearts, take heed, be quiet, fear not. So then I will say to my own heart what God has said to it in times of peril or in danger, in times of fear or discouragement or even depression. Take heed, be quiet, and fear not. Though when God says it, it is much more powerful. However, do we not honor our Father in heaven when we obey his words and practice them? Take heed, my heart, and be quiet, and fear not. Faith takes hold of the promises of God and never lets them go. We will not go back, but we will proceed forward in faith. Sanctify the Lord of hosts himself, and let him be your fear, and let him be your dread. Isaiah 8:13. 1 Peter 3:13. And who is he that will harm you, if you be followers of that which is good? Take heed, be quiet, and fear not.